With Whoopeat, I'm Don Swaim. Frank and Joe Hardy are now 60 years old. Nancy Drew is 57, and the Hardys and Nancy are still going strong. While Simon & Schuster is turning out new editions of those best-selling books for young readers, Grosset & Dunlap holds the rights to the original books and has kept all of them in print. In addition, Grosset & Dunlap has released the first two books in both the Nancy Drew and Hardy Boys series as back-to-back books, two mysteries in one. For 20 years, Nancy Axelrad worked for the company that created those books. It was called the Stratemeyer Syndicate, founded by Edward Stratemeyer, who began writing before the turn of the century.
He started with the Rover Boys in 1899, moving to the Bobbsey Twins in 1904, Tom Swift in 1910, and in 1927, he created the Hardy Boys.
Edward Stratemeyer hired the writers for the books and gave them pen names. For example, Arthur M. Winfield for the Rover Boys.
He supposedly discussed this with his mother, who suggested that he take Arthur for author, Winfield because he hoped to win in his field, and M for the million he hoped to make.
Edward Stratemeyer died in 1930, but not before he conceived the Nancy Drew series.
Had created the character and the outlines for the first three stories, and had hired a writer, but he died shortly after that. At that point, his two daughters took over the running of the company.
One of the daughters, Harriet Adams, took charge of the Nancy Drew series and wrote most of them under the name Carolyn Keene until her health began to fail. Adams died in 1982, and the Stratemeyer Syndicate was broken up. Nancy Axelrad believes that the original Nancy Drew and Hardy Boys books still hold up.
They are still as accessible to today's children as they were way back when. The books are still selling a million copies each a year.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The Rover Boys, Tom Swift, the Bobbsey Twins, the Hardy Boys, Nancy Drew. Series books for younger readers created by the now-defunct Stratemeyer Syndicate, an early book packager. Grosset & Dunlap, which holds the rights to the original Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew stories, has reissued the first two books in the series as back-to-back books, two mysteries in one. Meanwhile, Simon & Schuster is publishing brand new Hardy Boys and Nancy Drew books. Nancy Axelrad wrote many of the Nancy Drew books under the name Carolyn Keene and says Nancy has changed since her start in 1930.
Nancy Drew, in the original version of Secret of the Old Clock, which was the very first title, wore a little cloche hat, white gloves. She was very much a lady, dauntless and courageous, as she still is. Today, in the new Simon & Schuster editions, the jeans are tighter. Her expressions are quite different. She said in one story, "Let's go pig out."
Axelrad says the original books are still amazingly readable.
We tried to keep the books timeless.
There is no sex in the original Nancy Drew books, not even murder.
The illusion of danger was something that we strived for. You knew that she was in trouble. If she was kidnapped, for instance, and she was waiting to be rescued, you knew somebody would come, but who would it be? And just how far would these villains go?
Nancy Axelrad says in the new Simon & Schuster versions, the danger is more explicit.
There is more violence. She's no longer just this intriguing mystery solver. She is now a crime fighter.
The Hardy Boys, Frank and Joe, are 60 this year. Nancy Drew is 57, alive and well and able to blow out the candles on their birthday cakes. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.